Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening, and buenos dias, and welcome to Adora. No, it's not a Royal News Flash anymore. It's just news, the Daily News Flash. How are we all doing? I have to say, I'm late, and I apologize. I didn't actually realize that I'd put the live up for today. And then I got to the computer to set it up, and I was like, oh no, people have been waiting. So I apologize if you were here at the right time, and I was not. I have reprimanded myself, and yeah, so I do apologize. But I hope
people
everyone is
thought
doing
you'd well. Fallen asleep, Ron. They're in the chat. No. They thought you'd fallen asleep.
No, Ron doesn't sleep. Ron doesn't sleep. So big day. It's a big day today. But we'll get on to that. First of all, Victoria, how are you doing? Hair is looking fabulous today. Okay,
it's a before. A buffon.
Yeah, that's right.
I've got I've got a couple of chicks in there ready to hatch.
Summer's here. Queenie's sending me pictures here. Oh man, she really is tearing her entire kitchen apart. Oh my god. One of Queenie's sons standing on a kitchen counter, unscrewing a kitchen cabinet, just looking at do you know what? He looks like he might be under duress. Do you know what I'm saying? He's been held there to take apart a kitchen against his will. All right, but I'm sure it's all good. But Queenie, hopefully you'll come and join us. Paula, I hope you're doing well as well. I don't know where the hell everybody's been the last couple of days. Paula's internet was down, but hey, we are here, and that's all that matters. All right. So Victoria, what's been happening with you? What's been going on with you?
Well, kids are off school now, so we went to the dentist yesterday. Nothing exciting. I've got a show tomorrow night.
School, and you're taking them to the dentist? Hey, kids, let's start summer holidays off with a bang, all right? Get in the car! They're like, yes, Mum! And you get them?
No, do you know what? Ray's got this tooth that's coming out, but it's pushing. The other one's not coming. The baby one's not coming off, so she had to have it pulled out. So that was fun and eventful, and then screams and pain and all that. And then we've just been tidying up, getting rid of some stuff, going on holiday in a couple of weeks. That'll be exciting. Going to France.
You got to France?
Portorang. Yeah, Portorang, yeah. Oh, near Béziers. It's lovely.
Doing anything Olympic-y?
Oh yeah, I'm gonna be running in the Olympics, aren't I? I'm a swimmer.
You're going to be running in the Olympics. You're a swimmer.
You know what I mean. You know what I mean.
It's too good. It's the logic that our brains produce. It's a beautiful thing.
I know. And so, Tina and I have got a show tomorrow night at 9:30. We're doing How to Spot a Narcissist, which will be fun.
And of course, Tina is our very own The Aftermath. Make sure you go and subscribe to her. She had a new video out yesterday. I was going to give that a little promo as well. The Peter Pan Prince. I will fire this in the side chat. And I'm sure you all know our very wonderful Tina. So go and check her out. Quiz night with Vic and Letitia. Hell yeah, that sounds good too.
Yeah, I'm up for that. I'm up for a quiz night.
Quiz night! So if any of you were around last night, you may have seen my live stream, my return to live streaming on my channel. I highly suggest you all go and watch. I had the wonderful Letitia on last night. Poor woman, it's a 2.5 hour live stream, right? This poor woman assumed that this was like a Sean Atwood live stream and came prepared to talk about the royal family. And we don't talk about the royal family on my channel. That's it. We don't do that. And yeah, it was a good night. So go and check it out. We're talking about a lot of the stuff that I covered with my old channel, a lot of the cases, followed up on some cases where there's been some arrests made. Spoke about your hair, Victoria, towards the end.
Oh, did you? Oh, wonderful. Glad I got a mention.
There we are. You can see it. That's you and me.
Yeah, funny.
It's too good. Look at the fucking hair. So spicy. So, but again, I do apologize to everybody about the late coming. And of course, it is Olympic Day. Woo! And, you know, what could possibly spoil that, Victoria?
So you tell me.
Sadly, this is what I woke up to this morning. Right? Mm-hmm. Olympics committee face calls for investigation into conclusion of convicted R word. Convicted of R wording a 12-year-old, right? Who he flew from another country to R word in my country. Okay.
Milton Keynes.
Well, not my country. I mean, that's England, I guess. It's my country when it comes to the keeping the
kids. You can't pick and choose where your country is, Ron.
Yes, I can. I can. it's a bit mad. Like, I don't understand why. I mean, the argument of the committee is they leave it up to every country to pick their own athletes. The committee in the Netherlands, Dutch volleyball player, I think it is. Yeah, Netherlands.
Yeah, he's Dutch.
You were like, well, hey, he has shoved his time, right? It's okay. We shan't to Olympics. No, it's mad. So I didn't want to dive too much into this, but I needed to cover it because International Olympics Committee, the IOC, has failed calls to investigate how an athlete convicted of R-ing a child is being allowed to compete in Paris 2024. I have been so excited about the Olympics, Victoria, right? Because it's something to talk about. Do you know what I'm saying? It's like it's a world event. And now, I mean, obviously, I'm still gonna dabble in it, but it's really taking the wind out of my sails. 29-year-old Stephen, right? So that would have made him. Hang on a minute.
25? Did he do 4 years? Yeah. Inside, we got sentenced for 4 years, didn't he?
Well, no, that make him 21. It was 20. Okay. 2016. Did 4 years. 2020.
Okay.
4 years. Yeah. So let's say 20. It's horrific. 29 is a member of the beach volleyball team for the Netherlands, and his selection has caused a significant amount of controversy. Van de Velde was sentenced to 4 years in prison in 2016 after he admitted to three counts of R-ing a 12-year-old in August 2014. So he would have been 19.
Okay, he was 19, yeah. Sorry, I was just laughing at you working out the math, Ron.
Yeah, that's right.
That made me laugh. I could hear your brain ticking over. It was wonderful.
It's like one of those old office printers that prints like the line of text at a time. Like,
yeah.
Remember those bad boys? Yeah, we all remember them.
Okay. No, I do.
We had met the girl on Facebook, traveled to the UK to meet her, having full knowledge of her age. Wow!
No, it's disgusting. Absolutely horrific.
He served 1 year of his sentence in the UK before being transferred back to the Netherlands, where he was released after a further month. The convicted R word has since played for the Netherlands at an international level. What is the deal, right? What is the deal with this? Because according to The Guardian, the CEO of R word Crisis England and Wales said the inclusion of a convicted child R word created an enormous sense of impunity, and she called for an investigation into the matter. Sierra Bergen said, if you can do that to a child and still compete in the Olympics, despite all athletes signing a declaration promising to be role models, is just shocking. I mean, I couldn't believe this when I seen this morning. It was disgusting.
But another, which is another crazy part of this, is having the audacity to think that he can just go back into normal life and go into the public eye and think everything's okay and carry on as normal. And the problem is what I know is when these offenders go back into society, they when they get back into a work role, they can reoffend. It's more likely that they will. And there are certain work roles that they shouldn't be allowed to go into, for example, being the teacher or, you know, anything that can give them access to children. And I know that this particular, the Olympics, he's not got access to children, but he is a role model, and he's got a platform. And I mean, if we're just okaying this and going, oh yeah, it's fine, he can do this, what are our children going to think? What we've all accepted that he did this to a child and he's allowed to run in the Olympics. It's the most bizarre thing. And I actually just thought the Dutch would, you know, have some more common sense than to allow him to do this.
I mean, here's the thing, right? Exactly what you've just said there. There's not necessarily any kids at the Olympics or the rest of it, but it's a global event. All the world's eyes are on this. And I'm telling you right now, Olympic Association, this has tainted the entire event. This guy needs gone. He needs gone, okay? Because I'm telling you now, do you think even just for his safety, he needs to be gone now? You know, let's look at it from a preventative point of view, Olympics. He's got to be gone. I'm glad that you guys enjoyed last night. I'm glad you enjoyed it.
Well, I want to come on Alive now with you, Ron. It sounds like it was a right blast.
Yeah. I mean, we said
missed some out, things. Didn't I? We were a bit naughty on there last night, Ron.
No, I just, do you know what? It's probably been over a year since I just let the filter off and just went for it.
Oh, God. You know what I mean? I thought you already had your filter off. So this is different. No. This is going to be a different level of. No, oh, I'm wow. Oh, wow.
Well behaved at my day job.
Are you? Yeah. Oh God, I can't wait for it. I'm excited for this then. Nighttime show with Ron, no filter.
Yeah. Andre Simon, executive director of the World End of the End Violence Against Women Coalition, supported the calls for the investigation, saying that Van de Velde's inclusion sent a message that there were unlikely to be consequences and therefore no determinant to men to commit our word. I mean, a bit of a random one to be speaking up, but fair dues. Pretty sure it was a child and not a woman, but never mind. Former Olympian Paula Radcliffe yesterday apologized for her comments. Oh yeah, Paula Radcliffe was like, "Yeah, good luck, mate. Smash it."
Did she? Was she aware of what he was convicted for?
No.
I mean, the association must have known to put him through. I mean, what a terrible kind of
I mean, he would have had to disclose it. There would have been, I'm imagining, for the Olympics there's a form to fill in, right? Like there'll have been a form along the way, and in there will have been a "have you been convicted of a crime" form. These little tufts are out of control today. All right,
need some gel.
So this is the thing. Somebody has approved this. They've looked at it and they've went, "Oh, sound." So 4 years ago, you finished your sentence for, you know, R-ing this child three times. Let's just pat you back in the Olympic team. Their argument was that he'd served his time. Okay. So it brings us back to the age-old argument. All right. Now, this is not an argument that I'm bringing up because I believe in it. It's just this is the argument that gets brought up. So, if someone serves their time, Victoria, if someone serves their time and they've repaid society, right? Shouldn't everyone not get a second chance?
No.
Because
not if you're that way inclined. I just think when you rape a child, when you do what you do to a child, if you have that them thoughts, and you have them needs, then you're a sick person and you cannot be trusted in society. You should actually be watched forever because your desires are not going away. Unless there is a therapy where you can change someone's mindset and they can, you know, 100% they're not going to reoffend, that man is not safe to walk about in society. In fact, he should have got a lot longer. He should have been
four years.
It's nothing. 4 years. That's nothing. People get more time for fraud. And I actually would prefer someone, you know, if any other criminal record to me is fine. apart from certain things, and that includes child SA and you know, sick things, you know, sick things that you can inflict on other human beings, then you don't deserve a platform at all, in my point of view anyway.
I kind of agree with you, right? So like, these individuals shouldn't be coming back into representing their country. Why would a country want an individual like that representing them? Like, how dry is the pool to pick from your volleyball team, Netherlands? Seriously. And now, I asked you that question because it's one of these stupid questions where, you know, everyone deserves a second chance, but not when it comes to children.
Well, that is, you know, unfortunately, sexual desires are very hard to contain. You know, we know there are a lot of men that, like, you know, would like it like to cheat on their wives. Infidelity is quite the norm these days. They can't help them, and women too, sorry. But the people that have these desires, they find it very difficult to withhold them. They might do it for a while, but they will act out their desires in some shape or form. Even they'll go and see someone privately, like a prostitute, or they'll you know, these sort of things happen because they can't push down this need that they have.
Yeah.
And it's a strong need that these men have. And as sick as it is, it doesn't go away just because you've been put into prison. In fact, I think he only did a year. I don't think he even did the full 4 years.
That's what it said. I mean, I've skimmed over it. I've listened to a couple of other news reports on it. He was sentenced to 4 years. It did say that he got sent back to the Netherlands after a year and then released after a month. Now, Hang on a second. Sorry, Victoria. I didn't know if I interrupted you there as well.
No, you're fine. I just get I just think this kind of behavior is coming more and more commonplace, and there just doesn't seem to be any punishment for it. You know, it's these men are just allowed to walk around freely with their head held up high. I mean, he's in the Olympics. Who would have thought that you would allow someone like that in the Olympics?
Well, yeah,
you know, I wouldn't even piss on him if he was on fire. So why is he in the Olympics? You know?
Yeah. It is sick. It's disappointing as well. Like, let's put aside the initial gut reaction to it all. Like, it's incredibly disappointing that it hasn't been flagged by someone in an office somewhere in the Olympic building, wherever the hell that is. I'm just making up words. But do you know what I mean? Someone should have caught this. They really, really should have. And what you were saying there about people, their mindset doesn't go away with these people. So he has been assessed. All right. So this is another. This is the second part of the "do you deserve a second chance if you serve your time" mindset, right? So, Victoria, if a medical professional, right, who I'm assuming is also from the Netherlands, has given you the all clear, you're not going to reoffend. Don't worry, everything's going to be fine. Like, I mean, what is the point, right? When we all know that this is not going to be palatable to most people around the world, how is this happening? Why is this being allowed to go ahead? And when it comes to these assessments, how much weight should we put on them? Because I don't think we should put any stock in official doctor's assessment of an individual like this.
I mean, it blows my mind that some medical professional thinks that he's got the all clear and he's suddenly no longer attracted to young girls. Really? It's the same for bestiality. The people that like animals, they still like animals. They get caught and they go and reoffend. And this woman or this medical professional has probably been paid off so that he can go ahead and go in the Olympics, because they've invested money into him for whatever reason. But I think it's very bizarre that they even thought that he was a good person to invest in the first place. Are there not other people that can run for it? Surely.
Well, this is it. The selection pool must have been low for the very low. I don't know how to say that. Is it? I don't even know how to say that person's name. Is it Grian? Grian? Rian?
Can we
pronounce the G? Rian? I don't know. I'm just going to call you Lambert, okay? I don't know if you're a boy or a girl, so we're just going to go with Lambert. All right, old Lammy. Oh,
brilliant.
Lammy says, Lambert. The dressage lady had to quit her sport for whipping a horse, yet he gets to stay.
Imagine that.
It's wild. So I'm sorry that I've had to darken your mornings, evenings, afternoons with this. But there was no way I wasn't going to talk about this morning. I mean, it's me, Jesus, it's like an illness. It's just mad. Paula Radcliffe apologizing here. Apologizes after wishing convicted R-word Olympics good luck. Ex-Olympian Paula Radcliffe was mortified after offering Stephen Van de Vleu some words of support. But yeah, I mean, big oopsie. But I mean, listen, I'm not being funny. Do you know how many of these people you've wished good luck to in your life? Because I bet it's a few, and none of you will have even realized. That's the madness of it all. That is the madness of it all.
There should be green. You know that word, your name, Grinny Lambert? That's Irish, but I've never... Oh, Gronya. Scronya, yes. I didn't know Gronya was spelt like that. I know a Gronya.
There we go.
Because I'm actually Irish, but I did not know how you spelt Gronya. I just thought it was spelt like... Good. The Irish spelling is crazy. It's so different. Like, it doesn't even spell out the word. It's just completely 100%, gone.
Right? The Irish people, they started spelling stuff, and the Welsh went, right, challenge accepted. And then the Welsh just fucking ran with it. Man. Like, the Welsh
Gaelic language is great.
Gaelic died out, man. It's sad.
I know it has. It's sad. Yeah, it is sad. That's the English colonizing for you.
Yeah. Cheers. Oops. Thanks for that. Cheers.
Cheers for taking away my language, guys.
The pillaging. I can speak very little Gaelic at all. Akita Hashiv is about all I can say. I think that's how are you?
I don't know any of it, unfortunately.
Yeah. Listen. The Welsh won. The Welsh definitely won. Okay, they don't mess around, man. They wanted to make sure that their country in Scotland had the best memory, because they must have the best memory if they've got words with 40 letters in them. I don't mean a sentence. I mean a word, okay? It's too long. Have you seen the street signs? Mad! But hey, listen, big shout out to the Welsh, all right? You've got to love them. They're from the valley. Yeah. They're from the valley. Yeah. All right, so... Bad man Olympics. We've talked about it now. Okay. We're going to now try and enjoy the Olympics for a minute. Look at all the fancy people, everybody. All right. So I actually thought the Olympics had already started, but it's not for another like 3 hours or something. This guy here, he's just loving it. He's just like, mate, I thought it started now. Oh, that would be me in the background there. Just like, come on. I want to see some judo or something, man. Come on. But what do you guys think in the side chat? Like, do you guys care about the Olympics? I'm one of these people that I basically don't care about sport for all of the other time that isn't the Olympics, right? I get obsessed with the Olympics. I think it's freaking amazing. Do you know what I'm saying? Have you seen all of it? I mean, those chicks that are doing the backflips on that big beam. Oh, no. Ah. Nah.
I think you're watching it for other reasons, Ron.
Nah, man. No, it's too. It's like when you know a car is about to crash, or you're watching someone swerving on the road, and you're like, I can't watch this. It's like that. It's too much.
I enjoyed it when it was here in 2012, and I felt quite patriotic at the time, and I was pregnant actually at the time, so that was grand. I did enjoy it, and I like the fact that we all kind of got together for a minute, and I felt like we were a bit united at that point, because we were all moaning about it coming over here beforehand. They're like, oh no, it's going to cause this. And actually, it was brilliant.
It was brilliant.
It was great. So yeah, no, I can see that Paris will probably get a big hype from this as well. Love into Paris.
Yeah, too right. But again, I thought there was going to be something exciting to look at. It's just a bunch of freaking diplomats having a howdy doody. But
they have an opening show, don't they? And there'll be an opening show. Yeah.
So yeah. That starts in 3 hours and 35 minutes.
Wonderful.
So, yeah. Yeah. In the back of my head, I was like, oh, I'm late, but it's fine. The Olympics are on. We can just slap on the Olympics. Talk about this horrible man from the Netherlands. The content will make itself. I turn up and it's like, nah, mate, sorry, you're gonna have to do some work today.
did you see the film Sharks in Paris? It's the funniest film. You've got to watch it. So the shark enters the river and they still swim in the river. I think it's called Sharks in Paris. It is the funniest film.
Is it made by the people that done the Snakes on a Plane and like
probably sharks? It's all that sort of stuff. Yes.
Okay.
I watched it and it was so funny. You have to watch it because that horrific. It is hilarious. why is the shark in the river? Yes, something like that.
This looks scary.
Yeah,
this isn't like a spook film. Like the thumbnail for this is just this is wild.
You've got to play the trailer. It's great.
Wait, hang on. What have I done? Oh, I'm pushing the wrong button. Where are we? We're here. There we go. Look at that thumbnail. With the reflection of the Eiffel Tower and the fin. Do you know
what I
mean?
Is that it, though? Oh, that might be it, yeah.
It's on Netflix.
Yeah, it's on Netflix. Hold on.
Yeah, we can play
that. That must be it.
We'll see if playing the trailer with no sound really tiny averts the copyright. Oh, no, that's too many scary sounds for me this time. Oh, man. Do you know what I don't like? I don't like deep black water in movies where I'm pretty sure something's going to come through my television and eat me.
There's a shark in the Seine.
I don't think there is, love. But for the purposes of narrative and storytelling, sure.
Ask questions, did you?
Oh, wow.
It's the Olympics. They all swim. They still go ahead.
Oh, what? Swim. Someone approved this for a budget, okay?
Yeah.
At some point, there was a meeting, right, where someone came to the table and went, right, Great White Shark, Paris Olympics. And it was signed off. Someone signed off on this.
I have no idea. But it is hilarious. And they're actually like become like what's the word for it? They're like mutant sharks, so they start to like change.
I don't get vibes that they've tried to make a spoof here. I think they've tried to make this a film.
Yeah, the proper film, but it's that unbelievable.
Oh, of course. You know,
these sharks become like savages. Uh-huh. There's loads of them.
In that last scene there where you've seen the diver lady, right? Let me tell you how this would go. What happens here is woman gets eaten by shark. There's no other outcome. If you're just a lady in a pair, not even like a wetsuit, you're just in a pair of pants and a t-shirt mulling about and the shark swimming towards you, just close your eyes and just embrace it, because there ain't nothing you're going to be able to do against that shark. I'm just saying. It's a big boy. Okay, well, that's fun. Oh, that's a fun little one. There she is again. This is not going to end well. The shark munching her. Munched. Uh-huh. Anyway, there's a fun one for you all to be watching tonight. Olympic themed.
Watch it on point.
Keeping it on point. But yeah, I'm pumped for the Olympics. I'm excited for it all to kick off and start. And but I tell you something. Yeah. I don't really know what I'm watching. Like I've not got like a sport that I'm excited to see or anything like that. Do you know what I mean?
Mm. I don't, well, I like the opening ceremonies, I think, and the closing ones, but I'm not that bothered about the sports side, I'm afraid. Yeah. It's not.
That's right.
It's not for me. I'm not just, you know, I find it hard walking around, let alone running anywhere, you know? I need to really sort that out.
I'm the same. People were like, oh, you like, you used to do wild camping, you like hiking. I'm like, no, I walk around all the things you've got to walk up, you can walk around them. You know that, right? It might take you a bit longer, but you can walk around that. Yeah, I'm not a big fan of the steep hill inclines. No, right. Paula, I don't know where Paula is. Our internet was down yesterday. She's seen my messages this morning, but I was obviously massively late. So I imagine it probably has something to do with that. She may be busy. Now, I'm just having a wee look for something, Victoria. Mm. So if you've got a topic you want to throw at me or anything just now, feel free to do so.
Topicio.
Well, I mean, yeah, don't worry.
Have we heard any more about the YouTubers from yesterday?
Oh, yeah. All right. So, okay. It's going to be a depressing show today, peeps.
Well, you know, it's how is this all coming out kind of one by one? You know, it's like an onslaught of disgusting men coming out this week.
It just gets worse, right? So, I mean, we've had a couple more individuals come forward, and I mean, you can see the YouTube. I mean, this is all within the last 24 hours, all these videos. And finally now Mr. Beast, right, who, let's be honest, we've all sort of been waiting on, he's responded. We talked about this yesterday, how he's got an independent third party that's going to be delving into everything. And we'll just need to wait and see what that independent.
So Mr. Beast knows this dude, yeah, because I'm not really up. Okay. This is a younger generation YouTube, which I'm not really up on that much.
Okay, so Mr. Beast started his channel with Chris. When Ava was Chris, they started the channel. It was Jimmy, Mr. Beast, and all of his friends, and Chris was one of his friends. And you got to remember, like, for years it was Chris was like a corn-fed farm country boy with his high school sweetheart and their child, and the next thing he obviously came out, transitioned, all of that, no problem there. But then we have all of this absolutely disgusting and unacceptable behavior that he's been conducting himself online with, and we went over it yesterday. There's going to be more. This is just going to keep going. And the accusations that Mr. Beast knew about all of this, and
guilty by association, right?
Well, it's not even guilty by association. There was a guy called Jake the Viking who used to be in Mr. Beast's team, and he quit all of a sudden. And I mean, why would you quit working for the Mr. Beast channel when you're on camera? Okay, you're making tens of thousands of dollars. What could possibly push you away from that? And he never said, but he just walked away, started his own channel. And literally when all of this came out, he just done a tweet that just said, Jimmy knew. And then he went on to explain that Ava, Chris Tyson, has always been the major problem for the brand before he transitioned. And it's nothing to do with his on-screen or his transitioning. It's entirely to do with his actions off camera. It's wild.
Wow.
And then we've got Cody Coe still ignoring all of the stuff against him. It just goes on and on and on. It's wild. Mm. It really, really is. Like a lot of the sort of reaction channels who are covering this, like there is a actual meme now on YouTube where it's like, oh, I wonder who the next person will be to wake up a child predator. Do you know what I mean? Because it's there's so much of it on YouTube.
The media industry seems to accumulate these type of people, and I do wonder, is there a connection here with narcissism and sociopath traits? Because these people really have a grandiose style of their ego, and they get to a very high point of who they are and then what they can get away with, right? Because do you not think there's some sort of connection there?
I think, sadly, we need to, if we're talking about children, right, and the demographics of individuals that prey on them, right? Do you know how many slices of that pie there is, Victoria, and how many different types there is?
Yeah.
So I've got this.
We just get to know it because it's in the media, isn't it? That's
well, yeah. I mean, sadly, I became an expert in it from the research that I've done, and it's shock. It's you've no idea how many subcategories there are.
Wow.
Now, hang on a second. Where was my brain going with this? Subcategories. So I've been working on a project. It's still in brief note form, right? And it's a project that I want to start next year that's called Underage and Gay, right? Underage and Gay. Because there seems to be this world, right? If you're growing up a young gay man, right? Let's say you're 13 or 14 and you meet another gay guy who's maybe 19, 20, 21, whatever. And you guys meet up and that happens. But nobody feels like any abuse took place.
So that these are called Twinkies, these boys, yeah?
I don't know.
The young
right?
boys, yeah. And I'm aware of this as well. And there's also a drug culture around that. And they take poppers. And it's quite, they do other things as well. But I've gone into this myself a little bit, and I do agree with you. There seems to be less of a concern about these young boys than there is if it was the other way around, because it's within the gay community, and there's sort of a blind eye turned from this situation, and they are being taken advantage of.
Correct.
Because these men do go for these younger boys that are barely legal or just under the legal age. And there is a massive subculture around that. And I'm fully aware of that.
Do you know what's fascinating is there's almost multiple lines down the middle where most of the boys in these cases, they have no they're in no way saying that they were, G-worded or abused or anything. It was just to them, in their mind, it was almost a stepping stone in their journey, if you see what I mean. But then, of course, you've got the other side of the coin where you've got people where, at the time it didn't feel like that. But looking back now, I can see that, maybe I was taken advantage of and this and all this kind of stuff. Mm. But it fascinates me that there is that. And again, it's when you don't know a culture or a world. I'm the straight dude, so I don't know a lot about gay culture and what goes on. But when we done the investigation over the royal artist and the King's ex-former advisor that was busted by a predator team down in Blackpool a few months ago, it made me wonder about how many young guys are reaching out to older guys. And again, let's keep it within the realms of this discussion. So we're going to talk about 13 to 15 year old guys and 19 to 23 year old guys. Do you see what I'm saying? And I think it's an interesting one because I think once I start this is going to be quite an interesting discussion to be put out there.
And I've seen this myself on certain documentaries, and this night culture is where they hook up on these dating apps. And there's the grant. Can I say it? The dating app or not?
Oh no! Yeah,
rhymed.
Yeah, something like that. Error. Yeah.
But there's this culture of kind of like just hookups. Yep. But they're putting themselves in very dangerous positions because things are happening to them whilst they're within this hookup situation. And this includes the poppers being blown up the.
I smashed a bottle of that by accident in the house. It was not good. I broke a bottle of that in the house.
Did you? I've never done that before.
Oh man! Well, listen. You're meant apparently you're meant to open it, right? And like leave it in a room, right? And it just passed, the smell apparently fills the room up or whatever.
Oh my God.
Nah. I mean, I remember just honking on it and getting the maddest head rush ever. It's a weird thing. I mean, I know a lot of people use it for something kinky or whatever, but
it's never appealed to me.
Do you know when you start smoking and you smoke and you got that head rush off your cigarette?
That's what it was.
But listen, you're a teenager, you're at a party, someone says, that's the ball, okay?
There's balloons as well, aren't there? And that's the new rage, this balloon stuff.
Oh, that's scary.
That's the same kind of hit, I think.
It might be. But have you seen what it does to your spine?
Oh, I don't know.
If you do too many of those little CO2 cartridges, right? You do too many CO2 cartridges, you can end up paralyzed. Queenie!
Hello. Hiya.
Hello. What is happening? How are you?
Queenie and Victoria, have you guys met before?
We have not. But I've met her in the comments, but I've not met her in talking.
Congratulations to both of you for finally meeting each other, because you're both fabulous.
Thank you.
Queenie, I have to say that picture of your boy taking apart your kitchen's hilarious. I feel like I want to say him, blink twice if you're under duress. Do you know what I mean?
Well, I guess he is, because the other two doesn't want to help, so it's just him and I.
That's too good. Well, at least you got a hand. Do you know what I mean? Because but how's things been going? You're sounding better. You're sounding a lot more like your old self.
Yes. You know what? My voice keeps coming and going.
Yeah.
This morning I couldn't speak very well. It's much better now, but I don't know. I've got an appointment to see the doctor, because I've noticed ever since I've removed my thyroid, I've been having so many issues with my vocal.
Apart from that, I'm good.
Pardon?
I didn't know you could get a thyroid removed.
Oh yes. I've had it done. It was making me so ill.
That's crazy. Underactive or overactive?
Mine was, it was a bit of both. At first it was over, and then it become under. But because the reason why I really wanted to get rid of it, my mom had thyroid cancer, so I wanted to get rid of it.
Well, you're sounding better.
Hello everyone in the chat. Oh my God, I'm so rude. Hello everyone. Hi. I've been missing you guys, but I've been busy doing stuff in the house and trying to do everything myself.
Oh, well, listen, fair play to you. Independent woman doing her goddamn house renovations. You got this. All right, you got this. But listen, Queenie, it's the Olympics today.
Yeah.
It is the Olympics. Anything in particular that you're into the Olympics or anything like that? A lot of people don't seem to care.
As long as Jamaica win golds in the athletics, that's all.
Yeah.
I don't care about anything else.
Yeah, I like it. We've all got... because of course, we're just Team Britain, aren't we, really, Victoria? Like, we're Team Britain for the Olympics.
I'm everything apart from Team Britain.
What I mean is, there's not an English team, a Scottish team, a Welsh team.
No, there isn't. There isn't an Irish team. Yeah. If there was, we wouldn't win anything. Because we're terrible at it all.
Hey, listen, Scotland are freaking world class at any sport you can play in a pub. Darts,
exactly, and that's the same with the Irish. You have a drinking contest, we're great. We're gonna win, hands down.
I'll be watching the men's races. Sassy. I do like about the Olympics. Well, and like finally, it's in a country where the time zone's not mad. Because I'm pretty sure
an hour ahead, is it, or an hour behind? I can't ever remember.
It's one of those.
I think it's ahead, 1 hour ahead, I think.
Anything else been getting on your on grinding your gears, so to say.
I'm gonna be very honest with you, Ron. I haven't been tuning into anything media because I've been in the house trying to sort stuff out and trying to get other bits sorted. So I'm being honest, I haven't really looked into anything, what's going on. So just tell me and then I will chime in.
Well, I'll be honest with you. I was 3 hours late for the show this morning because of things. And I'm grossly unprepared. I thought the Olympics had started and was hoping to just talk about that, but it's not starting for another 3.5 hours. So, today's a bit of a mad one. We have got the main show tonight at 8:30 though, everybody.
Who is on that later? You guys didn't have an interview today, did you?
Nah, no interview today. Got an interview set up for next week. You'll hear about that.
Okay.
But I thought we'd go back to an old school panel fest. See what chaos can be, because everyone has to sort of sit and wait for the interview to finish. So we're gonna do a week of that.
Well, interview me live then.
I'll interview Queenie live. Tell me all about these delicious dishes. We're still waiting on some goddamn recipes, man. We need to get like a Queenie cookbook started. In fact, we need to get you a Patreon. Okay, you can leak some of your recipes, get people hooked on the deliciousness, have them sign up to your Patreon. Cook with Queenie. Let's go.
Yeah, you know what? That's why I'm doing my kitchen. That's one of the reasons the kitchen is being done.
Oh my God. Yeah, I keep having flashbacks to last night, right? And things that I said during live stream. And I'm like, I hope I dreamt that happened. But it's been a while. I just needed to get, that out.
It is hard being anything else but yourself, Ron. Do you know what I mean? You just have to just be you, and that's it. It's exhausting doing anything.
I haven't even watched your live stream, Ron. You did send it to me, and guess what?
Queenie, we were talking about you last night.
Did you? What did you say?
Well, we were because. Letitia and I, right? Letitia thought it was a Sean Atwood's live stream where she was going to come on and talk about the Royals.
Okay.
She comes in and I'm mid-rant about child predators and people that were put in jail and all this stuff, right? Mm-hmm. So then we started watching some music videos and talking about some artists that I thought she'd like. And then I got on to, have you ever watched a Doja Cat music video with the sound off, right?
I have never watched a Doja Cat, so
okay. No. And then you get is it a music video or is it a satanic ritual? Which is it?
God.
And we were watching it, and we got to this bit, right? And I was like, oh my God, somewhere right now, Queenie has woken up from a deep sleep and is crunching and is grabbing a religious artifact because she feels an unsettling feeling in the force. And I was like,
they're not. This person isn't allowed in my house to be watched or anything in my house.
She ain't on the playlist. She ain't on the playlist in Queenie's
house.
It was so funny. Because there she is, a normal bit of the video, just piling up bits of decapitated.
Oh my goodness, Ron! You know me a little bit too well now. That's not good.
Oh, anytime I see anything like that, I'm like, oh God! Somewhere Queenie has sensed the evil, okay, and will be clutching some sort of artifact as she's throwing spices in a pot. I'm telling you, man.
Why are all of these music videos so satanical at the minute as well? A lot of them are
Is it satanical? That's a very Christian interpretation.
Well, I think it is. I mean,
they're seeking souls.
Yeah, well, listen, everyone's got to do like a drive to get. But again, it's a Christian perception that you're seeing.
Okay. But do you believe that these stars are into witchcraft? That is the question. Do you think a lot of these...
Definitely.
There are some spicy things at work, for sure. For sure. Very sure. But I can see how some people might find, this a bit disturbing. You know what I'm saying? Demonic people pulling their eyes out, all this kind of stuff. And people with horns does tend to be interpreted in a negative sense. I get it. But trust me, that is a very Christian programmed observation. And I'm not saying it's a wrong observation.
The goat is interpreted as a devil, the devil's animal. Is that not right? The goat?
Not necessarily.
Christians,
because I love curry goat, so no.
But you like eating it, it doesn't mean it's not a devil.
Oh, too good.
Oh, that's funny.
I believe no. goats have been put on this planet as a sacrificial animal. All goats know that they are going to get sacrificed, right?
It's mostly sheep. In my country, it's mostly sheep.
Mostly
what,
sheep. Are the what? They're what? They're Satanists. A bunch of like extremist sheep just running around Jamaica.
No. Like when they're doing, okay, they've got like this Zion church. Well, oh my God. They're weird. They do like, actually, it's the time of year now where they like do like a table. They've got a massive table with different kind of food and fruits, and they kill lots of different animals, and they do stuff with the blood. Yes.
What, in Jamaica?
Yes, it's a church. It's a revival church. They do it in a revival church. It's called a table. It's a time of the year now where they set a table. Like, it's a ritual that they have. Like, for example, I think if you want stuff, you, I don't know much about it, but
see, yeah, again though, right, you're totally right, Gix, but you're totally wrong at the same time. So we refer to it as that S word, the Satan one, right? But that is very generic of a term. There is things at play here that are way older than a 2,000-year-old red-horned man thought up by a group of individuals who were trying to put out a book for mass control. These things are way older than the big three religions. So you are correct. You're correct in the evilness, but man, we are talking about stuff that is way.
Someone was asking me about cookware.
Oh yeah, you were actually. Yeah, I seen that.
I just saw it. To be honest, most of my stuff is from Jamaica, so it's like my local like Dutch pot. It's like cast iron.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what I mostly use, cast iron stuff.
I freaking love cast iron stuff. It's the only way that I feel truly safe, that if I was mid-cook, like if I was about to start cooking and the only thing I had in my hand was my skillet and someone broke into the house, they're done. Like if I throw my cast iron pan at you like an axe and it hits you, you're done. You're out the game, man. The police are coming for you and you're having a terrible time because those things are lethal, man. They're heavy and they're so satisfying to launch at things. I can't imagine you referring to anything, Queenie, but I'm just saying.
Could be an Olympic sport, throwing pots and pans. Pleading the fifth.
Yeah. So, again, Olympics, good. Queenie cooking, good. All of these other things we've talked about today, just don't dwell on them and just move on. We will be keeping an eye on that guy in the Olympics. Oh, Queenie.
What guy in the Olympics? What guy?
Oh, you not heard about Alan?
No, I told you I haven't been.
Ah, well, check out this guy. So this guy did the R word to a 12-year-old girl, went to prison for it, and is now and is now in the Olympics for the Dutch.
So isn't he supposed to be like on a list? So he's not supposed to go around children?
No.
No, why?
Don't know. He got a 4-year sentence in the UK, served 1 year of it, went back to the Netherlands, served another month, and then was released. And I imagine because he's a pro athlete, or not a pro athlete, an amateur athlete that was coming up in the ranks for the Olympics, they needed to protect their golden boy.
Oh. Morals are very low in it.
Well, the thing is, the point is, Queenie, like, this somebody who has been convicted of that shouldn't be in the Olympics.
No, they shouldn't be nowhere near where children are. They locked away. First of all, why he only got 4 years? Secondly, he only did one, you said?
Yeah. Yeah, yeah.
So what happened to the other three?
Just lost in translation, I guess. You know what I mean? Lost the metaphorical boat. But it's wild. It's wild that...
Do you think he might have some connections with kind of like hierarchy in his country? Because it feels
maybe,
to have such
maybe he's got
a
influence.
Low, yeah. Maybe
his
to have
family
such
may
a low,
have influence.
Yeah, like a low sentence doesn't quite sit right. So if, you know, for example, when any high value person within society always seems to get less time than your average Joe. So do you think he's got some sort of connection somewhere, Ron?
He could be unknowingly have connections. I think when it comes to sports and it comes to the Olympics, I think we are very undereducated on how much pressure there is on these people and to have these teams and to win and all of this. And I think it could be connections. It could just be somebody sat in an office who goes, oh, well, he served his time. He's been assessed by a doctor. He's not a risk to anyone. Let's pap him in the Olympic team. It makes no sense to us, the rational thinking observer.
These people are always a risk, because when you're a predator like that, that doesn't change. No matter what they do to you, unless they probably remove your brain, give you a new one, maybe, but then it's probably in your DNA, so it will still be there. Yeah. These people, I don't believe that these people can change. That's just my opinion. Yeah. I don't believe people who have these tendency towards certain things, I don't think they should even be allowed out back on the streets. That's what I think.
Yeah, I totally agree.
Yeah. Well,
he's a deviant, and that's it.
Yep. Yeah.
It's just, he giving a platform to someone like that. You're basically wanting your children and people to look up to somebody with
exactly.
You know, this
conviction. So this is where I say the moral standing.
Yeah.
The moral standing of society now is so low. It's unbelievable. Look how crazy this is. This man has done something horrendous to a child, and he only served 1 year while
flew from another country to our country, to your country, to England, right?
Oh, my God.
Three times sentence.
Oh, no. Oh, no. This person should not be even outside. It should be in a little padded cell somewhere. This is crazy. This is crazy.
Queenie, what part of England are you in?
Oxfordshire.
How are you?
Yeah. You live near where my dad is.
Me? In Brixton?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
Ah. Do you want to reveal the road?
No.
Did you know also sheep are a delicacy in Arabic countries, so they like to eat the eye.
Oh, man.
So that's
it's
a delicacy.
It's quite good. It's quite nice.
Yeah.
No, very no.
I've eaten the eye before.
Sorry, any culture, right, that says, oh, eating the eye is a delicacy. No, you just went through a period of time where you were skint and you had to eat the eyes. And you needed to be told, like a child needs to be convinced to eat their vegetables, that
no one had to convince me to eat vegetables, Ron.
No, I get that, right? I get that. But now you, I'm telling you now, if I was on like one of these, like I'm a celebrity, get me out of here shows or the Bush Tucker trials, I'm pretty, I think I could get through a lot of things, but the eyeball.
Oh, those things don't bother me. Things that I see people the only thing I probably wouldn't want is like the insects and stuff like that. No, I don't want no insects.
A crunchy insect any day over a poppy wet eye. Just swallow it down. Sound.
So you wouldn't be up for eating a kangaroo's testicle then?
Yeah, I need a testicle. Oh.
No, that's testicle isn't good.
It's nutritious.
If you cook it properly. Yeah, if you cook it properly.
there's a lot of men running around in Queenie's Pass with no testicles anymore. Do not crop Queenie, all right? She will turn you into a moose bouge, all right?
When you're a Jamaican, you eat loads of different stuff that other people don't eat, so... And we had our own animals that we raise, so we get to explore and do things.
All I'm saying is everyone I know
Chicken feet. I've had chicken feet before.
Lovely.
I've got some in my freezer. Do I boil them up or do I fry them? I think I need to boil them and break them down, don't I?
It depends what you want to make with
it.
It's
quite tough, isn't it?
Yeah. No, it's not tough. No.
Well, I did fry them, and they were really chewy.
Did you clean them up properly? Did you take the little thing off?
I took the nails off. It was quite disgusting. Okay, good. Good.
Okay,
yeah.
Well done. Well done.
Jamaican curry chicken feet recipe, right?
It wasn't as good as I thought it was going to be. I think I didn't cook them properly.
They probably didn't cook it properly.
No. I think try to boil them first, Queenie.
What you want to make with it? What's the meal you want to make? What curry? Let me tell you. You just clean it up first. Then you're going to put all your herbs on it. For example, some curry powder. That needs cleaning up. Listen. Don't listen to Ron. Listen to me. Then you put some garlic powder or your fresh garlic. I normally use fresh stuff. And your onions, and you can put a little all-purpose seasoning on, and then you look at Ron, stop it. And you put your pan on, and then you just chuck it out.
You're not making a soup. They've got little nails. You cut the nails off.
Oh my god, Ron, you want to eat
I'll send you some. I've got some in the freezer.
I feel like if you were to fry this in batter like a chicken wing, I'd be all right with it. But see,
you can do that as well,
You know what it is for me? And this is going to sound really weird, but it's how wet it looks. I know that sounds really stupid, right?
Curry.
Yeah, I know. No, I'm not criticizing anything. This is just how my brain interprets. It's a sensory.
First of all, this doesn't look appetizing anyway. It doesn't even look proper curry. It doesn't look right.
I mean, who puts one or two pieces?
Do you know why I actually bought the chicken feet? Because apparently it's got a lot of collagen in it, and it's good for your skin. So I thought, right, let me crack on with some chicken feet and have a go.
And it's very nice to make a soup as well. I normally, when you're boiling it, it's for soup. I normally boil it in soup.
So here's the thing.
I'm gonna get your number, Queenie, and get some recipes from you.
No problem.
You know for a fact that's going to taste amazing, right? That, you know, it's going to be a flavor explosion, right?
For me,
because do you know what it's like? You know when someone gives you a badly prepared chicken wing and the skin's soggy on it, right?
It's pigeon.
That freaks me out. Like, what have you done to that chicken wing, right? That it has got a anemic, soggy, like, flappy... Looks like someone's burst a blister skin flapping about on it. Nah. You should be never cooking a chicken wing again. But I'm telling you, fry that up, get that all crispy and dry. Get the, they do look like tiny little hands, though.
They are quite scary when you cut them. I must admit, I was a bit like, oh my goodness.
Yeah, I'd be chasing Dan around the house with them. Oh, Queenie's gone. She's gone. What happened?
Oh, she's gone.
Was she even here? Did we just imagine that?
Yeah, that is exactly what they look like, and they are in my freezer.
Yeah, I would be chasing
and waiting. So I did cook them once, and I haven't gone back to it. So
sorry, listen, I don't guys, know what went wrong.
Oh, that's okay. I've got to go. I've got to go to the post office before it shuts. But I love you guys. Thank you in the side chat. You've been absolutely amazing. Thank you.
Okay, bye, Queenie.
Lovely to speak to you, darling. Take care.
Okay, bye.
Take care. Yeah. Bye, babes. Bye.
Everything does taste better fried. It's true. Like, if you've never come, if any of you ever had a bit of fried bread, like, it's a Scottish thing. I'm telling you, it's a Scottish thing. But yeah, we fry everything here. Fry pizzas, fry Mars bars, fry bread.
Oh, that fry Mars bar thing that you said, Ron, I literally wouldn't want to try that. That would probably give me a heart attack instantly.
Oh, yeah. No one's settling down and going, here's a good way to consume 3,500 calories in one sitting. Do you know what I mean? See, it's kind of the same as anything, Queenie, right? You know, when you see something prepared fast or it's cheap, it's never as good as something you can do at home. And there's definitely going to be a right way of frying a Mars bar, right? I'm sure there's a tasty...
There's never a right way to fry a Mars bar. It should never happen in the first place. That should never happen in the first place, Rod.
Nah, you gotta try things. If I'm gonna try your mad looking freaking tiny baby hand chicken curry, nay bother, right? You're having a goddamn fried mat. Do you know the trick is to eat them without burning the skin off your face? Because as soon as you bite into it, it's like a liquid caramel lava flow. It's not a good time.
Oh my goodness. Let me answer Kazzy Bear. Yes, Kazzy Bear, the boys love them. They wanted me to actually the younger one. Wants me to get some more,
yeah, man.
Some tatty scones.
Tatty scones,
yeah.
It's good. I'm so
he loves them. He loves them.
Yeah, good. Who doesn't love a tatty scone?
The thing is, you know what I did with them? I made one and I put like some cheese.
Yeah, that's right. Cheesy tatty scones. That's all right.
Oh, okay. That's okay. Okay, good. Yeah. Good. Yeah. Okay, I was trying. I was like. Trying stuff.
Yeah, I mean, don't get me wrong. I've never had a cheesy tatty scone myself. I've maybe had cheese in a roll, maybe like a little. Maybe I have it. I don't know. Yeah. It's tatty scone. They fry that, cover it in some cheese, banging. You know what I'm saying? But again, it's not traditional. It's not a traditional thing. But I will say, my wonderful fiance has went her whole life not knowing that you have to cook potato scones. And has just ate them raw her entire life. Oh, she is adorable. The things she knows and the things she doesn't, it's
wonderful. Oh, bless her. The thing is, if you don't know, you don't know.
That's it. That's exactly it. You don't know. It's like these guys that go on Who Wants to Be a Millionaire and get stuck on the £100 question. When you don't know, you don't know. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
All right, but,
to be very honest, if you're going on that, you should at least be able to even pass the 1,000 mark. Come on now.
Right, hang on a second. You broke up a tatty scone and put it on a pizza? I'm sorry, Shazza. You're going to tell us how drunk you were that night. Where you? How many days had you been awake? What other ingredients was there? Was it a case of, I've got one cheese and tomato pizza, let's get a bit Ramsay with this situation? I need more. I need to know where how you ended up on this road, Chazza. All right. I'm just saying, tatty scone pizza. There's a shop along the road that sells a doner kebab pie, right? It's like a little scotch pie with doner meat inside it with like some chili sauce. I thought when I seen them that they were rhubarb tarts, right? Because it looked like a little pie with like the rhubarby, like it looked like it boiled over with like red rhubarb in it. Oh no, that was chili sauce and it's kebab meat. What is wrong with this country?
Listen, people are just trying different stuff, and if you like it, you like it. If you don't, you don't.
You know for a fact someone's going to go and slap. You know someone is going to slap a tatty scone on a pizza now.
I need to look. To be honest, I need to look where I could get some tatty scones because my son really loved them. He really loved them. He was like, "Oh, mom, where can we get more?" But I didn't look, so I need to look it up.
That kind of is the fried Mars bar, the working man's baked Alaska. Could be, but it's a dangerous experience, right? I mean, it really is. At least with a baked Alaska, you know, on the inside it's cold, right? So you've got like your little, you know what a baked Alaska is, Queenie?
I was just about to tell you to explain what that is.
Okay, so do you know what a calzone is? It's like a pizza that they fold over and then they crimp the edges shut so that you imagine a pizza.
It's like a pie.
Like a pasty. A big pizza pasty, right? So imagine. Yeah. So they take like a sweeter dough and they put ice cream inside it and then they fold it over and then they put it through the oven and it bakes and it's hot on the outside, but in the middle is still cold and ice creamy. It's freaking awesome. It's awesome.
The things that people will eat. Jeez.
I'm sorry. What's on the screen right now, Queenie? What the things
some
people
lovely eat? Chicken foot that would make some amazing soup.
I'm just saying.
To make some amazing soup or some lovely stew.
Huh? Yes.
Or some amazing curry. Not like that ugly looking curry that I just saw.
Or take 5,000 calories worth of sugar. Shove it inside a pasty, batter it through an oven, and let the diabetes reign. That's what I'm
saying. Oh. Diabetes is in my family, so I would have to be running away from that. Sorry.
Do you know what we were talking the other day there about some cultures that don't speak about the paranormal because they believe it will make it happen? That's how I feel about a lot of illnesses. and diseases and things like that. So
you speak them into existence, yeah?
Oh, yeah, yeah. Just saying, or coated in meringue. Uh-huh. I need sugar. I'm going to the shops. Where's the dog? Right, listen, everybody.
But I hate meringue. That's horrible.
Oh, no. No, you know. Someone has traumatized you with the wrong type of meringue. Trust me.
No, God, it's sugar. Oh, no. So I don't. I, maybe it's because I don't like sugary stuff.
Yeah. What? Sugary stuff is the best. Sugar covered in butter, covered in sugar, fried, and then more sugar. Banging. That's a lot.
God. Anyway. No, that's too much. That's too much.
Oh, I have got a sweet tooth. I like meat on the bone. I like meat on the bone, right? I like simplistic, rustic veg, and I like sugar. And caffeine and cigarettes.
We want right there.
Listen, everybody, thank you very much for being here today. I'm sorry it was so late. We're cutting it short because it's 4:15 and I've
got there's nothing there. Yeah.
Well, Queenie's just having a discussion with her workforce right now. Thank you for staying up, Sharon. Appreciate it. And again, apologies, everybody, about today. I'll keep you all posted on when the next Rook live stream will be. There might be one over the weekend. I'll let you all know tonight. But thank you.
Oh, you guys not having a show a lot later?
Yeah, we are. Yeah, 8:30. 8:30.
Oh, okay. I may be able to watch. I'm not sure. But I'm going back to work now.
Yeah, well, I might try and pull off Emma's first triple bubble by putting 3 streams up tonight. We'll see. We'll see if we can achieve the milestone. But listen, love you guys. Olympics, volleyball man, bad. See you later. Catch you later. Love you lots. Oh, like and subscribe. I'm tired.
Alrighty. Bye-bye, everyone.